Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? This is Ron Beto.
Hey, hey, it's Kelly from MMEO.
Motivation Music Education Organization.
Our mission is to better the community and build our youth's future.
Motivating the youth through music by teaching the art of writing and producing music.
Video production and marketing. We'd like to welcome all of our family and friends to please come join us May the 11th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. for the third annual Spring Fling in the Park.
For more information, check out our website at mmeo2016.org.
I know you heard the term, what happened in Vegas stays in Vegas. Now you can bring a part of Vegas home with you with a pair of Lush shoes. Lift up your spirit, L-U-S. You can get them at www.alivshoes.com/LUS-3.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The views and comments do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio or its affiliates.
And you are listening to Let Them Know, MMEO, on eWater Radio.
Broadcasting live.
Hey, hey, hey. Thank you for that kind introduction. My name is Steven Solo. With my boy, the founder, the co-creator, the mastermind, Ron Stone.
What's up? What's up, y'all? Can we please get a moment of silence for my man, Nipsey Hussle?
Nipsey Hussle, a moment of silence.
Thank you. Well, I wanted to give a shout out to Nipsey. R.I.P. You know, he did a lot for the community, even though he did have a background.
What happened? I know the story, but I just want to hear it from you. What's the deal?
Well, from all the news that I've heard and everybody that told me, like, he was doing some stuff for the community, then someone ran up on him and just shot him in the head four times.
That's so crazy.
Yes, sir.
What is it about? Was it about
I think it was haterism.
Haterism. Is that a real word?
Yes, sir. It's always haterism going around.
That's crazy. Where were you when that happened? What happened? Were you in your car? Were you at home? Were you chilling with your kids? Where were you when you heard Nipsey died?
Oh, shoot. I was just chilling, chillaxing at the house. And then family member, Miss J, she's like, "Oh, you know, Nipsey got killed." I was like, "Oh, no ways." You know, it's always unbelievable at first. But then, come to find out, yeah, it's all true.
I could tell you where I was at. I was at a 7-Eleven. I was all the way up on the east side. I stopped in to buy something, and I heard this lady. She was talking to the cashier, and she said, "Did you hear? Nipsey died."
Oh,
and
wow.
To tell you the truth, I'm old school. I don't know who Nipsey was. So I heard the cashier say, "It was crazy. He got shot up in the head and stuff like that." And
yeah.
Being up in the east side, I asked her, after she left, she was in front of me, and I said, "Hey, who's Nipsey?" And dude looked at me like I was retarded. I don't even know if I can say that, but... But see, you know what? You got boys. I got girls. They listen to Taylor Swift. You know, they don't listen to rap music. I listen to rap music, don't get me wrong. I listen to Pac and Biggie. But here's a bigger question. You remember when Pac and Biggie died, right?
Yes, most definitely.
Those were the rappers that influenced my thought and thinking. Although I'm not a gangbanger, but Pac and Biggie influenced the way I dressed. I still talk like this. And granted, you probably are listening thinking, "This dude's black." No, I ain't black. I'm an island boy. But I talk with a street twang. And everything that Pac and Biggie did influenced the way I speak, the way I dress. And I can pinpoint the exact thing I was doing when I heard Pac and Biggie died. That's crazy, bro. That's how big of an influence they were to me.
Man, they were. Especially Biggie in the East Coast and Pac up in the West Coast, doing his California Love with Dre, Snoop Dogg.
Originally, are you from Cali or from Hawaii? Because I know you from being Hawaii. From
yes,
Hawaii.
I was born in and raised in Hawaii, but I grew up in Cali and to L.A., Bakersfield.
You grew up in the 90s where gang banging was a real thing, right?
Man, it was crazy days, but I'm glad it's not like that as bad nowadays.
Well, you know what was crazy? Because this is my life story. Philly born, Atlanta raised, Vegas strong. You like that, don't you?
Oh, wow.
So in Philly, Philly is a very hard city to be in.
Yeah.
I grew up hard and rough. I had cousins that were a little crazy. You know this story. I told you this story, Ron. Mm-hmm. But anyways, and then I moved off to Atlanta. It was kind of I don't want to make my life sound like it was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air,
mm-hmm.
but my parents originally thought that my cousins on my father's side were kind of influencing me the wrong way. So my father, he's got two sets of families. Well, he's got one family, but one resides in Philadelphia. The other resides in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Atlanta's a rough city, don't get me wrong, but it was kind of the more better, or I should say, better influences were in Atlanta.
The ATL?
ATL, baby. Jermaine Dupree. What do you know about Jermaine Dupree, bro?
I don't know about JD, but I heard the Freak Nick was nice.
Oh, the Freak Nick was crazy, I tell you, bro. Growing up in Atlanta, though, it was crazy. But to make a long story short, I'm going to ask you the same question from Hawaii to Cali, because you have a similar kind of thing going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my thing was, because my parents thought my Philadelphia side was a little bit too rough, we decided to move off to Atlanta.
Yeah.
What about you?
Me?
Born in Hawaii, right?
Born in Hawaii. Hey, nothing really going on.
What's up, brother?
How's it?
What's some of the pigeon? Speak pigeon to me real quick.
What? You like... what else?
You like spam, brother?
Spam, Portuguese sausage.
Portuguese sausage. You like that, brother?
You like chicken katsu.
Chicken katsu. I love me some kitchen. Yeah, kitchen. Not
some
that.
Kalua.
Chicken katsu.
Some lao lao.
Lao lao. Lao lao de hao hao carabao. So tell me, let everybody know about you. Tell us your story. Because this is about, right now, how Ron came to be the man he is today, Ron Stone.
Well, basically, that's why I have to give my shouts out to Nipsey Hussle, because he gave a lot back to the community, even though what happened in his past. So, you know, as us, MMEO, Motivation Music Education Organization, we want to better the community, better to the youth and everything, and just get everybody united and try to just get all this positive negativity out the universe and
convert basically negative to positive, right?
Exactly.
Okay, but you didn't answer my question. Tell me your story, Ron Stone. Tell everybody your story.
About changing my life and everything.
Well, I know you were born in Hawaii, but what age did you move to California?
I'd say about 6th grade.
And how
5th, 6th grade.
5th or 6th grade?
How
big was the gang life? Because I know Nipsey was involved with the Crips in Crenshaw. And the Crips in the 90s, they were a big thing. Bloods and the Crips.
Bloods and Crips, yep.
How did the gang life influence your day-to-day living?
Well, see, my mom brought us out to Cali from Hawaii, you know, to better our lives, do something different. Because my dad passed when I was 6 months. So, but my mom tried to do everything possible. So we moved into this area, and come to find out that area was just with the...
Did you live in the ghetto, straight up ghetto?
I want to say ghetto.
Was it like ghetto fab?
Yeah, ghetto fabulous.
Yeah.
But I mean,
Were you scared to walk down wearing blue or red or something?
No, because I was cool with everybody. You know, I wasn't that type of person to just not like somebody just because of the color, you know, because it was just all about your hustle and just making money and just being cool with everybody.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, I was just cool with everybody. Red rag, blue rag, shoot with the Mexican gangs and everything, the Asian gangs.
In that period, who's your musical influence?
Man.
Better not say a West Coast rapper, bro.
I was mostly influenced by West Coast rappers.
Were you? Okay.
Yeah.
You seem more like, I don't know, like a Midwest, like Bone Thug and Harmony type of guy.
Oh, man, I was into Bone.
I was mostly influenced by Biggie, even though Pac, later, moving forward, Pac influenced my thinking and politics and everything, but I don't know, the whole East Coast, West Coast thing kind of made me crazy.
Yeah, see, I think that was like a thing to where it just hyped up everybody, you know? It's like, okay, East Coast, West Coast, and, you know. But yeah, it didn't matter because I had lots of friends from like Chicago, Jersey, and...
They all moved out to Cali, huh?
Yeah, they moved out to Cali, and they were all cool, but, you know, different styles, different way they talked and dressed and different type of style of music.
Cool.
It was cool.
I always thought that West Coast felt the animosity towards East Coast.
Oh, yeah, because, see, like what you were saying, who was I influenced by? And then back in those days, you know, you had Ice Cube. Then you had the West Side Connection.
N.W.A. was a big influence in my life.
Yeah, throw the W's and stuff like that. Throw the W's. Yeah, that's crazy how you have influences, man.
Mm-hmm.
How music is like plays a big part of influence nowadays.
Yes,
you know?
Sir.
It's crazy. So
my thing is music. This is one thing about MMEO that I was specifically drawn to, is trying to teach the youth to be creative, to express themselves through music. Our innate ability to be creative expresses and it dictates the way we are. So how we create is how we find fulfillment.
Yeah.
That's what I believe, you know what I'm saying? I honestly think that when a person can be influenced by music, it could be a positive or a negative thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's true. And you know, dealing with the youth, so you pick up the swag.
By the way, for all you listening, people call Ron Stone OG. Did I say this in the last podcast? But your last name is Bato in Philippine. He's Ron Stone is Filipino, but Bato means stone. And my last name is Lo because I'm half Chinese, Lo. I just added the So to Lo because I'm a nerd. I'm a big Star Wars fan, and I loved Han Solo. That's why I added Solo. When I was in radio back in the day, my name was Steven Solo. Decades ago, back in the early 2000s, I was in radio. OG Stone. Oh, is it stoned? Are you stoned, or is it just stoned? Because you got a really chillax voice. People are thinking, man, this dude. No, but we don't advocate that.
I don't do that. I graduated from DARE. Drug Abuse Resistance Education.
You remember DARE? That was back in the 90s. Yo, you really old.
No, they're starting to bring that out.
They're starting to bring that
out? I've actually seen some people in front of Smith's. Actually,
what?
Trying to get DARE back on.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
That's good.
Do you remember Do you remember the? They still have the Boys and Girls Clubs, don't they?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I seen YMCA everywhere.
Well, YMCA is different from the Boys and Girls Club because the Boys and Girls Club was in the inner cities of Philadelphia back in the 80s and 90s.
Boys and Girls Club.
And it kept a lot of kids out of trouble. That's a good organization. Okay. MMEO is doing the same exact thing, people. For those of you that grew up during that era, MMEO is focused on that very agenda. Mm-hmm. Is we're trying to get people, not people, but kids that are troubled into a more positive, what's the word? What am I thinking about, Ron Stone? To bring out the creativity and the positivity in them.
Mm-hmm.
So Dare, if I were to put it, we can't compare the two because Dare was just, it was just activities. But they have a very similar mission.
Yeah, very similar, trying to help the youth, trying to just get them in a good safe haven so they be out the streets and out of trouble.
Right.
That's why we have the Real New Beginnings as brother and sister.
What is Real New Beginnings for those that are listening?
Real New Beginnings, LLC. You guys could look us up on Facebook. So our goal is to help the community with their home and property needs and provide solutions. So when you're in need, if you're having trouble with your property, then you know we're willing to help you and we're willing to purchase your property and, you know, just so you won't mess up your credit, basically. And then
everybody in the city got, look, I'm keeping it real, but everybody in the city got messed up credit, though.
But yeah, we don't want that to happen to any of y'all.
Okay, cool. So yeah, it's a different thing. Real New Beginnings is a different entity than MMEO. Like I said, Ron Stone is a man of the trade. He's a man that has a vision for, he has a heart to serve.
Yes, we help the community, and with our inventory of properties, then we provide jobs for the youth and jobs for the community. So if you're having trouble finding jobs, then we can help you out. Come, you know, doing like landscaping, painting,
right,
tiling,
teaching some
flooring,
of the trades, carpentry,
cabinets.
Basically do is renovations as well.
Mm-hmm.
In the real estate lingo,
yes,
it's called rehabbing. So we basically take an old house flipping basically. We take an old house and we modernize it. And that process is called rehabbing. And what we'd like to do is we train the youth to basically rehab a house to make a house look good.
Yep.
That's part of the Real New Beginnings aspect. But another spinoff of MMEO Let Them Know would be Empower Hour, which we're going to release later on. And that's sponsored by Real New Beginnings. The whole premise of Empower Hour basically is how to become an entrepreneur. My whole thing about becoming an entrepreneur is to be free from the system. I believe that time is more precious than money. Most people don't know this, but they go around chasing the dollar. But you go around chasing the dollar, but you don't have any time to chase the dollar. Well, then what's the use? You know what I'm saying? I think the real resource that everybody needs to understand is buying time. How do you buy your time?
Oh, man, lots of ways, because
you don't even sleep, bro. I know this for a fact. People, listen up. This fool doesn't even sleep. He not only works a full-time job, but he has a nonprofit organization and he has a real estate company, okay? Is this man balling? I don't know. But he's a man with a vision. This is what Ron Stone is all about. This is why this podcast is actually created. It's created based on Ron Stone's vision to reach a wider public. This is a man with a vision.
Yes, definitely. The vision is to just help others, help the youth and help others so they could be successful also. That's why.
Help everybody.
Help everybody. That's why with Real New Beginnings, it'll help the youth.
And we got an event coming up. We want to invite everybody to come down. I want you to talk about this event, okay? We talked about it in the last podcast, but this specific event is geared towards mothers.
Yes, tribute to mothers. Definitely.
And if you are in the Las Vegas area, we would love it if you come down and check out our event. I want you to talk about that, Ron Stone.
Yes, it's going to be the third annual May Day Spring Fling. And that's going to be at Children's Memorial Park in Las Vegas, Nevada. Saturday, May 11th, we are looking for multiple performers to perform and just show your talent. You know, if you like to sing, dance, you know, just come out.
Just come
have
out.
Have fun.
There's going to be food.
Friends and family.
There's going to be food, music. And
music.
It's all about love.
It's all about love and uniting the community. Yes, sir.
We have we also have our website up. What's the website, Ron Stone?
Website is MMEO2016.org. Check it out.
Check it out. We have pictures up, right?
Yes, sir.
Of the previous event. So if you want to know what it's all about, you know, check out the website. You can view some pictures. Well, last year was actually pretty cool because we had Polynesian performers.
Yep.
We had
Samoan dancers.
Dancers
from Samoa. We had hula dancers from Hawaii. We had Christian rappers. Singers.
Yeah.
We had a fire dancer, dude. You missed that.
Yeah.
Man, that guy was just throwing the
fire
stick
early
in the air.
Crazy. But I ate like around 6 hot dogs, though.
Oh, man, you tore it up. I think we had 100 hot dogs. Oh, no more.
And this year, we're trying to get in the works of having a boxing trainer to do an exhibition.
Man, that'll be nice.
And shout out to my boy Lou Dan, who's a train under Mayweather Senior.
Lou Dan,
He's Filipino too, but he's very, very good with the mitts, and he has his own training school. It's called the Good Boys Club.
That's nice.
I'm actually trying to get him to come out to do a demonstration.
Wow.
At work and stuff like that. Last year, it was last minute, so we couldn't bring out. But this year, we're going to try to bring out Lou Dan.
Yeah, we're going to have to interview him.
Yeah, we will. In the future, we're going to get him on the show because he's another straightforward thinker like you.
Yeah, that's good.
And we're trying to get out. Okay, so MMEO is based on just using your positivity for a good purpose, okay? Boxing, I'm a big boxing fan, and what he teaches at the Good Boy Club is discipline. And that's very, very important because with great power comes great responsibility. Spider-Man, right?
That's big.
So he teaches the youth that hands can create or they can destroy.
Yep.
So he's teaching the destroying aspect of it in a self-defense way.
That's good.
Yep.
Good.
He's training future champions too, so we're going to talk about that later on. But we also got there was an event. We're almost out of time, but there was an event that you wanted to talk about.
Yes, that was the Tulips. Tulips presents Mentoring Under the Moonlight. Man, that event was nice.
That happened when, last week?
It happened like 2 weeks ago, I believe, when we aired the first podcast show. So
tell us how that went.
I want to give my shots out to Miss Cassina and Mr. Bone. Them two, their family, they've done a lot in the community, and they mentored a lot of youth out there. You know, they awarded, I think, like 4 youths, and they've known them since they were kids, and they changed their life totally around. And then there was other organizations that help support Tulips and help support kids in the community to better themselves and change their lives so then they could do better in the future. So, you know, big up.
Shout out to
big
them.
Big up.
We got some pictures also. Are you going to post that? Are you going to put that on the MMEO website?
I should,
Because there was some pictures. Actually, Ron was, you were part of, they gave a shout out to you.
Yes.
You were part of the honorary.
Yes.
Presidential
sponsorship.
So,
yeah.
So if you want to know more about Tulips, right?
Tulips, yes.
Check them out. Check out their website.
Yes.
And the website is?
The website is dun-dun-dun-dun. mytulipslv@gmail.com. Or
that's the email address.
Email.
Do you have the website?
No, I don't.
We'll edit that out.
Okay.
How could we find them?
You could email them if you would like to learn more about Tulips and what they do for the community. You could email them at mytulipslv@gmail.com.
There you go. It's Tulips.
Great night, great food. Oh my gosh, it was a 3-course meal. I felt like a superstar, man.
Yeah.
I felt like a celebrity.
What was the best? What was the best meal you had?
It was It was that bougie
chicken katsu.
It was bougie.
Bougie? Oh, you can't get chicken katsu in a bougie event.
See, it was crazy because you know I came up in there with my 3-piece, you know, fresh dressed like $1 million, and my brother-in-law.
Look like Cat William with your long straight hair.
I know, man. Man, but the...
Did you straighten your hair? Did you iron your hair?
I flat ironed it. I tried my best. You know, my brother-in-law, Sugar Shane, you know, he went up over there.
Shout out to a future producer, Sugar Shane.
Sugar Shane. Yeah, we gave the shout outs last week.
Check out his stuff, too.
Man.
YouTube? Does Sugar Shane have a website?
No, he doesn't have a website, but he does have a lot of YouTube.
Okay, check out Sugar Shane. Search Sugar Shane. This guy is talented. I guarantee you.
Mm-hmm.
Drake is gonna hear his stuff, and Drake's gonna be, you know, all up in that Sugar Shane, you know, giving shout outs and all that.
Man, yeah, he was loving it when he heard the podcast. He was listening to it, and then he gave us props.
Shout out. All right, Sugar Shane, what's up? And we want to say. We're basically out of time, but we want to say give a big shout out to all the board members of MMEO. Thank you for your support, and Mr. Ed Waters, thank you for the platform that you're giving us to reach the wider community. Right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Again, check out MMEO. Okay, in the website.
MMEO2016.org, and don't forget to put in your calendars. May 11th, Saturday, 1 to 4. 1 to 4. We need performers. So if you want to perform, the list is halfway full. So you gotta get up on this list so you guys can perform. And then
we can rap though, right? Anybody can rap.
You can rap.
No profanity.
No profanity. It has to be clean. A lot of people from the city council and city of Las Vegas is gonna be there. You know, because they're big supporters for us. And, yep.
All right, so check us out. May 11th, May Day, the third annual May Day Spring Fling.
Yeah.
Tribute to moms. And I think that's about all the time we got for this week's podcast.
But
tune in next week, okay? So next week we're going to talk about 5 things you could do.
Yep.
And I want you to listen real quick. The 5 things you could do to ensure your day turns out the way you want it.
Yep. You know what I posted? If you guys follow MMEO, I posted this morning. I told my kids this too. You learn.
You forgot?
Man,
it's old age.
Man, let me check my text messages over
Ron
here.
Ron Stone is a grandpa, by the way. But next week, tune in for the... We're going to let Ron Stone, we're going to give him some time because he's a grandpa, but next week tune in because we're going to talk about the 5 specific things that millionaires do to ensure that they control their day.
So what I text my family is the more you learn, the more you earn. Learn something new to bring you closer to success.
Ooh.
We want to motivate y'all and always have like little sayings, you know.
Little things that get you motivated throughout the day, you know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah.
Some people get motivated by booty. Other people get motivated by money. Other people get motivated by doing good, and that's what we're about. We get motivated by doing good in the community.
So what's your motivation?
That's about all the time we got left, people.
But we gotta give the shouts out. I want to give a special thanks to Wifey, CFO,
ooh,
Kelly.
Queen B, Kelly.
I want to give a shout out to my event coordinator, my sister-in-law, Maisha Johnson. I got to give what's up to the person that made this happen, music director for MMEO, Ed Waterford, our director of music, and online brand development promotion.
All right, big shout outs to all the board members of MMEO. My name is Steven Solo, producer of MMEO Let 'Em Know, with my partner, Ron Stone, the mastermind.
Thanks, Steve Solo.
Till next time, April 20th,
Saturday at 6 p.m. Later. What's up? This is Ron Beto.
Hey, hey, it's Kelly from MMEO.
Motivation Music Education Organization.
Our mission is to better the community and build our youth's future.
Motivating the youth through music by teaching the art of writing and producing music.
Video production and marketing. We would like to welcome all of our family and friends to please come join us May the 11th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. for the third annual Spring Fling in the Park.
For more information, check out our website at mmeo2016.org.